I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Hey, what's up? Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. Today, I'm talking about the five words that will help change your life. The five words that will help activate action in your life. Activate the things that you need. And I'm going to tell you right now, this episode is one of those episodes where I might step on your toes, where it might hurt a little bit. Like always, the truth sometimes hurts, but it always helps. Let's get it. Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it. Hey, you. I want to have a conversation with you today. And I need you to feel me. I need you to take this personally, but don't get offended when I say this, but the truth is, and hopefully this might not be you, but maybe it is, like, truth is, so many people are going to die waiting. My question is that going to be you? Is that going to be you, the person that spends their whole entire life waiting on something or someone? There's millions of people that have died waiting, that spent their whole life waiting, that spent all of their years and their time waiting. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I remember a few years ago, I ate some molded bread. And before you laugh, I was trying to make a jelly sandwich and I was very hungry. I didn't look at the bread. I was that hungry. I just grabbed the bread. I ate it. And it was mold when I ate it. It was disgusting. Like, I still can't eat bread like that today because of that. But I realized why that bread had molded is because that bread had been sitting out waiting to be ate. And you might be thinking, Trent, what does that have anything to do with this podcast episode on waiting? It has everything to do with it because some of us, we are that bread. We've been sitting for so long waiting on someone to give us an opportunity, waiting on someone to give us some closure, waiting on someone to give us permission. And we've been sitting with it so long that our life has become stale, that our life has become molded, that our dreams have become rotten, because it's just been sitting. And the thing that I have to tell you is that you cannot sit with it no more. No more sitting with your dreams. No more sitting with your potential. It's time to live in your potential. No more sitting with your healing. It's time to create your healing. You know what? There's five words that have changed my life in this past year. Because I found myself this past year waiting too much. Waiting on someone to help me, waiting on healing to show up, waiting on things to change. And one day I looked in the mirror and I told myself this, and this is what I want to tell you. I said, Trent, stop waiting and start creating. Stop waiting and start creating. Stop waiting on healing and create your healing. Stop waiting on peace and create your peace. And I want to tell you the same thing, my friend. Stop waiting and start creating. Stop waiting on the opportunity and go create your opportunity. Stop waiting on someone to give you permission and start creating your own permission by giving yourself permission. Stop waiting on somebody to give you closure and you go create your own closure. Because the more we wait, the more our life becomes stale. The more we sit with it, the more our life and our dreams and the things that we want become molded, become outdated. That can't be you. It is time for you to create the things that you need in your life. It is time for you to act on those passions, to act on those convictions, to act on that healing, to act on setting those boundaries. It's time for you to do it. No more waiting on somebody to do it for you, because this world ain't gonna do it for you. I'm gonna tell you right now, this world ain't gonna come save you. This world ain't gonna come help you. This world ain't gonna change you. Even if people try to do that, it doesn't matter if you're not doing it, because it only happens when you take action in your life. There's things in your life that you have to activate. And how you activate certain things in your life is by action. If you want to activate healing, you have to take action towards healing. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? If you want to activate greatness, you have to take action towards greatness. If you want to activate confidence, you have to take action with courage, with persistence, with consistency, with keeping promises to yourself, by continuing to show up if you want to activate confidence in your life. So what have you been sitting on? What have you been waiting on? What have you been wishing for? What have you been hoping for? What have you been praying for that you're not acting on? You see, prayer is great, especially when belief follows it. And belief can only happen if action and activation happen. So when I stop, when I finish my prayer, I'm acting on what I just prayed for. When I'm finishing my hopes, my wishes, my ambitions, I'm acting on those things. Because if I truly believe it, if I truly want to receive it in my life, I know I have to put action behind it to activate it in my life. So I want you to think right now. I want you to be real with yourself. This ain't no beauty contest. This ain't no social media impressing people. This is between you and you right now. What have you been waiting for? If you got to the end of your life today, what would you be disappointed in and with yourself that you didn't take action within your life, that you didn't create in your life? If you looked at the movie of your life, and I always picture this happening. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I picture it. And it promotes healthy urgency in my life. You might say, what's healthy urgency? Healthy urgency is learning how to be patient and not live in procrastination. There's a difference. A lot of people in this world live in procrastination. They sit here and they hope, they dream, they write, they pray about it, but they do nothing about it. And they sit there in procrastination. See, procrastination is waiting without action. You see, patience is waiting with action. You see, patience is, I'm going to plant the seed. I'm going to water the seed. I'm going to do the things necessary to nourish the seed, because I know eventually a harvest will show up in my life. I might know the time, not know the perfect time. I might know, not know the time it's going to happen, but I know at some point it will. That's patience. That's having healthy urgency. And you have healthy urgency by realizing that time isn't promised, that realizing the next second isn't promised, that realizing the next moment isn't promised. Some of us, we live like it is.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. You see, procrastination is thinking that a harvest is going to happen in your life. Are you waiting for a harvest to happen in your life? You're waiting for somebody else to create your harvest? You're waiting on somebody else to do something for your life? You wait on a harvest without planting those seeds. Because you're waiting for the right weather. You're waiting for the right time. And that's going to be your excuse for the rest of your life. No more of that. And you might be thinking, Trent, you don't understand what I've been through. You're right. I don't know what you've been through, but I do know this. What you've been through doesn't have to define you. Do you hear me? I might not know what you've been through, my friend, but I do know this. What you've been through does not have to define you. You are more than what you're settling for. You are more than what you've been through. You are more than those past chapters in your life. You are more than those mistakes. But you got to stop waiting on things to change without making changes. You got to stop waiting on change and start creating your change. See, some of us, we wait for like the storm to end. I'm going to tell you and be real with you, my friend. The storm might not never end. The storm of me losing my mom is never going to end. And so I realized that if the storm is going to be there, I'm going to find a way to allow the storm to grow something in my life. I might not control the storm, but I for damn sure can control how I respond to it. I might not can control the storm, but I can control the storm from controlling me. And I realized that in my life. But see, some of us, we waiting for the storm to end. And guess what? No storm lasts forever. I'm a firm believer in that. But I feel like when you don't do the work in the storm, that storm stays and you create your own storm that lasts forever. You see, the storm has a purpose. The storm is meant to grow you. The storm is meant to strengthen you. The storm is meant to push you closer towards certain things, to develop certain things inside of you that no perfect weather could have developed. That's the part of the storm. But while you're in your storm, you got to start creating. You see, some of us, we're in this troubled water. We're in a tide that's a strong current. And some of us, we're waiting for this troubled water to ease, to find our calm. We're waiting. But someone
that lives in healthy urgency, someone who knows how important time is, someone who has a grasp of understanding like how important their life is. They don't wait for the tide to come. They don't wait for the waters to come. They create their calm while they're in those waters. You see, I learned this past year when I was waiting on my healing to create my healing. Because I was waiting for months and months and months, and it took me creating my healing by going out in nature, by doing certain things, building my relationship with God even stronger, by doing certain things with my health. See, some of us, we're waiting on someone to do something for our life, and we can create that same thing for our life. Some of us are waiting for someone to open a door for our life. Some of us are waiting for somebody to give us validation. Some of us are waiting for the perfect opportunity, not realizing the perfect opportunity that exists is the opportunity that you have every single day for you to go create something for your life. And the beautiful thing about when you start creating for your life, those things that you're waiting on tends to find your life. You become a magnet for those things that you've been waiting on for your life. Those five words, my friend. Say it with me. Stop waiting and start creating. Say it with me. Stop waiting and start creating. Stop waiting and start creating. You have so much potential inside you. You have so much greatness inside you. You have so many things inside you that's waiting to be birthed. So many experiences is waiting to be lived. I don't want you to go through this life just existing. I don't want you to go through this life paralyzed, meaning that you're staying in the same place, you're staying stuck, hoping things will show up, hoping that the right people will come into your life, hoping that the right opportunity will find you, hoping that some magic miracle will happen. And I'm not saying those things can't happen. But what I am saying is that you can create those things for your life. Oftentimes, the miracles that we're waiting for are just the miracles inside of us that are waiting to be birthed. Oftentimes, the person that we're searching for and waiting for to love us, to support us, to believe in us, is oftentimes the person that's already inside of us. You see, everything that you need is everything that you already have. But how you pull those things from inside of you is that you start creating. You start creating what you need. You start creating your best life. You start creating the fulfillment in your life by doing the things that fulfill you. You stop waiting for these things to magically fall into your lap. And you know what you do? You go create those things that you want in your life. No more waiting for it. No more hoping for it. No more wishing for it. It's time that we go for it. You hear me? It's time that you go for it. Yeah, that thing that you feel right now, that you know that's in your brain as I'm talking to you, yeah, that thing right there that you know that you need to be going for, yeah, it's time for you to go for that. No more excuses. No more valid reasons. No more of that, because none of those things are going to help you. Even the truths about the situation, if the truths don't promote you with the outcome that you need in your life, forget those truths. The truth is, yeah, you might have done some things in your past. The truth is, yeah, somebody might have walked out of your life. The truth is, yeah, somebody might owe you an apology. That's the truth. But the truth doesn't mean that you still can't create what you need. Yeah, truth is somebody might owe you an apology, but guess what? An even realer truth is that you can create your own closure whether they give you an apology or not. Truth is, you know what? It would feel good for somebody to really believe in me and support me. But even a realer truth is that, you know what? Whether they support me or not, I'ma still make the world respect my greatness. I'ma still apply pressure to the oppositions in my life. No matter what. That's the real truth. I can't let you get off this episode like living the rest of your life just waiting. You cannot die waiting. You are too talented. You are too capable. You are too incredible. And stop thinking about the things that say that you're not. You are too talented. You are too capable. You are too incredible. You are filled with miracles. You are filled with miracles. But as long as you're waiting for somebody to give you validation, for some justification, you'll never understand that truth. You'll never understand that you can actually create the power that you need to power your life. It is in you. You are the plug. The plug that you're searching for is you. You're the plug to your greatness. You're the plug to your best you. You're the plug to your peace. There's not a person on this planet that can give you something that you're not capable to give yourself. Now, I understand inspiration, motivation, speaking into your life. I understand that. It's needed. It's received. I get it. But I need you to understand this too. It's inside of you. I want those five words to be something that you live by. And I want you to tell yourself that daily. I'll say, Trent, stop waiting. Start creating. That mindset 13 years ago started rehab time. I didn't wait for somebody to believe in me. I didn't wait for somebody to give me a stage. I didn't wait for somebody to put me on a damn list to say, oh, he's a, I created the platform that God told me was for me. Because when God says something is for you, can't no man, can't no thing in the world, can't no opinion, can't no whatever stop that. 13 years ago, I made that decision. And I started creating. I didn't have a lot of support. It wasn't popular to support me then. So instead of waiting on that support to show up, you know what? I created my own support. I supported me. I showed up for me. I believed in me until it became a point where it became contagious towards other people and they started believing in it too. What excuses are you giving yourself? I know the journey might be lonely for you. Maybe it's not lonely for you, but I'm gonna tell you right now, the journey is still purposeful. The journey is still there for you to take. It is still yours. Journeys change. Paths change. But you, my friend, you can still create the change in your life despite the changes that are going on in your life. I believe in you. I need you to believe in yourself. I need you to stop waiting. I need you to wake up on you. I need you to stop allowing things to become stale. And I need you to go live with it. Stop letting it sit. Stop letting it sit. It's been sitting for too long. That greatness has been sitting for too long. That healing has been sitting for too long. That peace has been sitting for too long. It is time for it to stop sitting. And it's time for it to be put in action. Don't waste it, because what we don't use, we lose. That's something my grandmother told me a long time ago. Said, Trent, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. What you don't use, you lose. It's time for you to use it. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. But like I say at the end of every single episode, my friend, it all starts with you. Share this if you feel this. Hit me up on Instagram, whatever, TikTok, wherever you want to hit me up and just say, hey, Trent, I feel you. I'm going to start creating. I'm going to start creating. We need you to. I need you to. And most importantly, you need you to. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Stop waiting and start creating. Straight up.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Bay Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, the Boss Bay Podcast will grow your life. Like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today and you will not regret it. Let's get it.